And now come closer and hear these words from our scriptures. This is from the Gospel of Mark. Later, a group of Sadducees, Jewish religious leaders who didn't believe the dead would be resurrected, came to test Jesus. But Jesus said to them, "How can you fail to see the truth of resurrection? Don't you remember in the book of Moses how God talked to Moses out of a burning bush and what God said to him then? God said, 'I am the God of Abraham. I am the God of Isaac. I am the God of Jacob.' 'I am,' God said, 'not I was.' So is not the God of the dead the God also of the living?" Here ends the reading. Thanks be to God. There's an old story of a man and his granddaughter who went to the local town park. The man and the young girl found a spot on the park bench, and they started to share their snack when a traveler approached them and said, "Excuse me, sir, could you tell me, is this town a friendly town? I've had the misfortune of living in a town full of strife, and its people were so ruthless to one another that they could never pass in the street without harmful looks and exchange of poor comments to one another. So please tell me, is this the type of thing I will find here?" The man looked at the traveler and said, "I'm afraid, my friend, that you will have to continue your travels, for surely you will find the same in our town." Dejected but thankful for the response, the man moved on. A while later, another traveler approached the man and his young granddaughter, and he said, "Hello, sir, I'm a stranger to this town. I come from a lovely village not too far from here, and I had many wonderful friends there. I wonder, will I find such lovely people in this town?" The old man smiled and said, "Welcome to our town, my friend. You will indeed find people like that here." The stranger smiled warmly and returned and said goodbye. When the stranger walked away, the girl looked puzzled, and she said, "Grandpa, why did you lie?" He said, "I didn't lie. But you told the first traveler he would find anger and not be happy here, and the second one that he would find good people and be happy." "Ah, but you see," said the man, "the first person was looking for anger, while the second one was looking for goodness. Each will find exactly what they expect to find." What do we expect to find in this life? What kinds of things are we expecting? Do we expect to see God in our lives every single day? Because God's sightings are in our lives all the time, every single day. But they don't always appear in a burning bush, like with Moses. Our God's sightings most likely be a bit more subtle, but burning bushes were not uncommon in Moses' time. Dry plants always make good tinder, and so a burning bush could very well be set on fire by a lightning strike, and it was not so out of place back then. What was out of place was that this bush was not consumed by the fire, not at all. The flame did not go out. It continued to burn, and in it, Moses had a direct encounter with God, where God tells him, "God is the great I am." And this is what Jesus is referring to in his exchange with the Sadducees when he says to them, "God said, I am, not I was." Our God is the God of the living, not the dead. Our God is a God of life, not death. Therefore, our souls will never die. They keep on living even after the physical body has expired, because that's what the God of the living does. The God of the living brings life, new life, resurrected life, eternal life that lasts forever. So we can expect to see God in our lives every single day. God is alive, and God is well, and is working among us all the time. And these daily God sightings keep us alive. They keep us going. They fill us with new life when things get tough. They burn a new fire into us when we feel burned out. What was your most recent God sighting? Where did you see God at work in the world last? Here's where one man saw it. He was a pretty successful executive traveling down a neighborhood street, going a bit too fast in his brand new BMW, when all of a sudden a brick smashed into the side of his door. He slammed on the brakes, backed up to the spot where the brick had been thrown, jumped out of his car, grabbed the nearest kid, and started shouting, "What the heck do you think you're doing? Tell me who you are. That's a new car, and the brick you just threw at it is going to cost you a lot of money." The young boy got scared and said, "Please, mister, I'm sorry, but I didn't know what else to do. I threw the brick because no one else would stop. It's my brother. He rolled off the curb and fell out of his wheelchair, and I can't lift him back up." Tears were rolling down the boy's face as he pointed to a spot just around some of the parked cars. Then he asked the stunned executive, "Could you help me get him back into his wheelchair? He's hurt, and he's too heavy for me." Moved beyond words, the driver lifted the boy's brother back into the wheelchair and cleaned up his scrapes and cuts. The boy thanked the man and started pushing his brother down the sidewalk. As the executive walked back to his new car, he saw the damage, and he saw that it was very noticeable. But he never bothered to repair the dent on the side of his door. Instead, he kept it there to remind him that some things in life are more important than others. For that moment was a God moment for him. And he wanted to be sure he would always be reminded to see God in the world. What do we want to keep before us so we are reminded of God every day? Because it's so easy not to see God at work in the world. And that's why 2 months ago, my spiritual director gave me an assignment to do every single morning. It comes from the Ignatian Daily Examine, and they do it, and it comes from St. Ignatius of Loyola. It has you start your day by reviewing the previous day, only you focus solely on the things you are thankful for, and you lift them up to God in gratitude. You review your day, you think of all the wonderful things that happened in it that you are thankful for, and you lift them up to God giving thanks. Not surprisingly, after you do this for a while, you begin to see how very real and present God is in your life. It's a daily reminder of how much we actually have going for us. But it doesn't end there. After you review the previous day and give thanks for all the good things in it, you turn your attention to the present day, and you invite God into it, and you look forward to how God will appear to you in your life this day. You don't ask for anything. You just fill yourself full of wonder and expectation for God to be at work. Because like the travelers coming to the man and his granddaughter in the park, if we expect God to show up in our lives every single day, that's exactly what we'll find. And we'll see how God doesn't just show up, but how God is alive and working in us and working through us. God is working in us, giving us peace, creating peace, even when there is chaos all around. God keeps the flame of life continually burning in us, like that bush Moses saw, so we can live out our days without fear of what's going to happen next. because we can't always see the bricks that might be coming our way. But we can see how God is coming our way and how God will never go away. Amen.